cattle futures turned lower on Friday. Despite all the pandemic-related disruptions, U.S. beef exports so far this year exceed last year in both volume and value. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices were lower across a broad range last week. The weighted average 5-area direct live steer price was $2.97 lower week-to-week on Thursday at $112.68 a hundredweight. The dress price was $4.13 lower at $179.17. By way of comparison, prices for the same period last year were $113.51 live and $184.16 in the beef. Along with weak-end positioning, softer cash prices, declining wholesale beef values, and the outlook for continued price erosion weighed on cattle futures Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.59 lower in the front four contracts and then an average of 52 cents lower. Week to week, live cattle futures closed an average of $2.52 lower across the front five contracts, across a range of 37 cents lower to $5.82 lower in spot June, and then they were an average of 86 cents higher across a range of 20 cents to $1.22 higher. Wholesale beef values continue to plunge, adjusting back to more normal fundamentals. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $101.86 lower week to week on Friday at $261.48 a hundredweight. Select was $93.65 lower at $246.42. Normalizing fundamentals have much to do with increased packing capacity, which was significantly reduced by the pandemic. Since then, cattle harvest has increased faster than many expected. According to the most recent actual slaughter under federal inspection report from USDA, for the week ending May 23rd, total fed cattle slaughter was 444,378 head, which was 51,816 head more, or 13.2% more than the previous week, and the most since the first week of April. Likewise, total cattle slaughter of 571,506 head was 52,383 head more, or 10.1% more than the prior week, and the most since the first week of April. Compared to the same period last year, however, fed cattle slaughter was still 14.5% less, and total cattle slaughter was 11.6% less. These slaughter numbers will determine when the cattle and beef markets return to more normal relationships, says Stephen Koontz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. He adds that there are very large supplies and substantial inventory of long-fed cattle. The average dress steer weight for the week of May 23rd was 894 pounds, which was 6 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 52 pounds more than the same week a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight of 826 pounds was 5 pounds less than the previous week, but 41 pounds heavier than the prior year. A sense of normalcy continued to return to calf and feeder cattle markets last week, with strong volume and regional average calf and feeder cattle prices within spitting distance of year-over-year levels, the closest since the end of February. That according to the National Weekly Feeder and Stocker Cattle Summary. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold from $1 lower to $2 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.15 lower on Friday, from 55 cents lower in spot August to $1.35 lower at the back. Week to week, after $1.17 lower and 27 cents lower in the front two contracts, they closed an average of 85 cents higher, across a range of 5 cents to $1.22 higher at the back. Surging equity markets, tied to the reopening of the nation's economy, provided overall support. The AMS reporter on hand for Tuesday's Keenesville Livestock Auction in Missouri explained, unanswered questions remain in the cattle market moving forward, but price levels for feeder cattle have improved to a point where producers are comfortable marketing some stock. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Friday, buoyed by a surprising surge in employment. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate declined by 1.4% to 13.3%. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls fell by 29 cents in May to $29.75, following a gain of $1.35 in April. U.S. Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia noted, "The report shows much higher job creation and lower unemployment than expected, reflecting that the reopening of the economy in May was earlier and more robust than projected." He adds that it appears the worst of the coronavirus's impact on the nation's job market is behind us. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 829 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 81 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 198 points. Considering all the challenges the U.S. red meat industry faced in April, export results were encouraging, says Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He explains exporters lost several days of slaughter and processing due to COVID-19, and shipments to Mexico and some other Latin American markets declined due to slumping currencies and the imposition of stay-at-home orders. Despite these significant headwinds, he says, global demand for U.S. beef and pork remains strong. April beef exports were down 6% from a year ago to 98,613 metric tons, with value falling 11% to $600.9 million, according to data released by USDA and compiled by USMEF. But exports achieved outstanding growth in Japan, where U.S. beef is benefiting from reduced tariffs under the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. Exports also trended higher to China following the late March implementation of the U.S.-China Phase 1 economic and trade agreement. For January through April, beef exports totaled 433,316 metric tons, up 5% from a year earlier. Value was 3% higher at $2.66 billion. With lower April slaughter numbers, beef export value per head of fed slaughter climbed to a record $363.35, up 19% from a year earlier. For the first 4 months of the year, per head export value increased 5% to $326.47. Also of note, through the first 4 months of this year, pork exports remain on a record pace at 1.1 million metric tons, up 35% from a year ago, with value up 45% to $2.91 billion. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.